Hello, I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I am not selling anything. I am conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Just to be sure we are representing everybody, may I ask your race?
My race? I'm a black man.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president and Congress? Will you definitely vote? Probably vote. Are the chances 50-50 or you will probably not vote?
I'm gonna vote.
What is your age?
79.
Okay. And please rate your level of motivation for voting in this year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means you are not at all motivated to vote this year, 10 means you are extremely motivated to vote.
10.
And would you say that the upcoming 2024 presidential and congressional elections are more important than previous elections, less important, or about the same?
About the same.
Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Democrat.
Okay. Would you call yourself a strong Democrat or a not very strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
I approve.
Would you say, and is that strongly approve or somewhat approve?
I strongly approve.
Okay. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed? And in your opinion, would you say economic conditions in the country are getting better, staying about the same, or getting worse?
Well, I can say they're getting better.
Okay. Thinking about issues facing your country now, which of the following would you say are the most important issues for your member of Congress to focus on? Fighting inflation and lowering the cost of goods, lowering the cost of health care and prescription drugs, border security, passing common sense gun reforms to help keep guns out of the hands of the wrong people, making college more affordable and forgiving student debt, improving kindergarten through 12 public school education, creating more jobs and raising wages, combating division and racism, reducing crime, protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare, protecting abortion rights.
Inflation.
Okay. Is there any other one?
Yeah. Crime, definitely.
I'm sorry, what was that, sir?
Fighting crime.
Okay. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, in which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable. And 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, David McCormick.
David McCormick. Zero.
Okay. Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
You got 0 to 10?
0 to 100.
I'm going to say 75.
Okay. Jill Stein.
I'm not familiar with any of his backing. So I couldn't give a reason.
Okay. Joe Biden.
I'd say 100.
Okay. Bob Casey Jr.
I would get down 90.
Okay. Republicans in Congress.
0.
Okay. Donald Trump.
Below 0.
Okay. Democrats in Congress.
60.
Okay. Tim Scott.
I'd say 40.
Okay. Kamala Harris. All right. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Democrat Joe Biden, independent Jill Stein, independent Cornel West, and Republican Donald Trump, for whom would you vote?
Biden, all the way.
Okay. If the general election for U.S. Senate were held today and the candidates were Republican David McCormick and Democrat Bob Casey Jr., for whom would you vote?
Casey.
Okay. And have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about what President Biden and his administration are doing?
I'd like to know what you did.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about President Biden and his administration made you more or less favorable towards them?
More favorable.
Okay. And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you more favorable towards the Biden administration?
Well, as far as I can see, he's trying very hard to bring this country back in the right direction. He's good for the working individual. He's good for the seniors as far as working and trying to work with these insurance companies and these prescription as far as these manufacturers with these enormous spices that they're charging for the drugs. And again, he's trying to keep the country out of any general war with other countries. He has a lot on his plate, in other words. So I like to say he's done a very good job.
Okay. And what have you recently read, seen, or heard? Have you recently read, seen, or heard anything about Donald Trump and what he's doing?
Yeah, he's trying to get the black vote, which to me, as far as I know, now I'm kind of bigot or racist. And he speaks of not saying one thing, but truly means another. He's about the biggest liar I've ever seen in my life.
Okay. And has what you've read, seen, or heard recently about Donald Trump made you more or less favorable towards him?
More or less.
And what have you read, seen, or heard that makes you feel less favorable towards Donald Trump?
Well, basically, watching his not just his trials and his court trials, but seeing how he's going after his presidential, He's still going through campaigning, talking to people, the things that he states, he cares to people. Telling him one thing, but it's basically in the back of his mind, he said, he really means another.
All right. Now, I would like to read you what some others have said they believe are threats to the African-American community. Which of the following do you believe to be the biggest threats to the African-American community right now? The lack of quality education opportunities, the lack of greater economic opportunity and jobs in your community, Donald Trump getting elected president again, stagnant wages and rising costs, the rising crime and violence, cuts to the social safety net like Social Security, the rise of white supremacy and nationalism, the Supreme Court rolling back rights and freedoms.
Basically, that's a lot that really is hurting the black people. But the lack of education that the majority of the black students are not able to get, and also the difficulty that black people have and getting equal opportunity jobs. And it is to me, as far as I can tell, I know from experience that Trump being in office, the threat of him getting back in office again is really something that black people need to think about.
For each of the following issues, please tell me whether you think Joe Biden or Donald Trump would be better at dealing with that issue. The rise of white supremacy and nationalism.
Donald Trump, he definitely would be good at white supremacy, because as far as I know, he's the head of the Klan. But Joe Biden, we would be good at fighting against white supremacy, because we know that white supremacy will do this to this country, demolish it.
Okay. Implementing common sense gun reforms that help to keep guns out of the hands of people who shouldn't have them. Protecting and strengthening Social Security and Medicare.
You do best at protecting Social Security, Joe Biden.
Securing our borders.
Joe Biden is doing a good job of securing our borders.
Okay. Bringing down the cost of health care and prescription drugs.
I already said that, Joe Biden.
Growing the income and increasing economic opportunities for people like you.
I said that earlier. Joe Biden he's been trying to do that.
Okay. And generally speaking, does President Biden's handling of the Israel-Gaza war make him more or less favorable towards him?
More so, because he realized what Israel is doing, as far as I see, Israel has went way beyond what they should have done as far as the retaliation to Hamas, or what Hamas has done. Because they're punishing innocent people for what Hamas has done. The world should have been stopped long ago. And as far as I know, Joe Biden is trying to bring her into that war.
Okay. And as you may know, Donald Trump was recently found guilty of 34 felony charges related to falsifying business records to cover up an alleged affair with an adult film actress, which he did in order to interfere with the 2016 election. Generally speaking, do you think the trial was fair or unfair?
We had a fair trial.
Okay. Since Donald Trump was found guilty of 34 felony charges, his supporters have said black people are more likely to vote for him because he's now more relatable to African Americans. Generally speaking, do you agree or disagree with his statement?
That's the dumbest statement I've ever heard.
Okay. Would that be a strong disagree?
I strongly disagree with that. I can be related to black people because he was convicted. No.
How often do you receive information about the world and politics on social media?
I just get perfect. I watch the news from the television every day. The morning that I watch the 12 o'clock news, the 5 o'clock news, clean up to 7 o'clock, then I watch the news again at 10 o'clock, or to 11 o'clock, until 10 p.m. at night, till 11 o'clock, before I go to bed.
Okay.
That's how often.
Switching gears a little bit. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Completed 12th grade, and then I went to trade school.
Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
I'm a widow.
Okay. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
I live alone.
I'm sorry, what was that?
I live alone.
Okay. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Or hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Okay. And thinking about the neighborhood you live in, would you say nearly all, more than half, about half, less than half, hardly any or none of your neighborhoods are white?
Currently, it's almost 75% white.
I'm sorry, you said hardly any?
I said it's about 75% white.
Okay. How would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
I'd say suburban.
Okay. Were one or more of your grandparents born outside of the United States?
Both of my grandparents were born outside of the United States.
Okay. Were one or more of your parents born outside of the United States?
No.
Okay. Were you born outside of the United States?
No.
Do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ plus community?
No, I don't.
Alrighty. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation.
You're welcome.